The Designing Women's Special, their finest hour.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Georgia on my mind.
I said, Georgia, Georgia, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines.
And you probably didn't know, Marjorie, that Suzanne was not just any Miss Georgia. She was the Miss Georgia. She didn't twirl just a baton. That baton was on fire.
Look, that's...
And when she threw that baton into the air, it flew higher, further, faster than any baton has ever flown before, hitting a transformer and showering the darkened arena with sparks.
Look.
And when it finally did come down, Marjorie, my sister caught that baton, and 12,000 people jumped to their feet for 16 and one half minutes of uninterrupted thunderous ovation as flames illuminated her tear-stained face. And that, Marjorie, just so you will know, and your children will someday know, is the night the lights went out in Georgia.
Allow me to introduce myself. Ray Don Simpson.
Well, there's no need for introductions, Ray Don. We know who you are.
You do?
Of course. You're the guy who's always wherever women gather or try to be alone. You want to eat with us when we're dining in hotels. You want to know if the book we're reading is any good or if you can keep us company on the plane. And I want to thank you, Ray Don, on behalf of all the women in the world for your unfailing attention and concern. But read my lips and remember, as hard as it is to believe, sometimes we like talking just to each other, and sometimes we like just being alone.
I'm saying this is the South, and we're proud of our crazy people. We don't hide them up in the attic. We bring them right down to the living room and show them off. See, Phyllis, no one in the South ever asks if you have crazy people in your family. They just ask which side they're on.
Hoods love Julia. That little sachet in her walk.
Well, what'd they say?
Doesn't matter. They said the same asinine stuff they always say.
Well, I know, but just out of curiosity, what was it?
Caroline, we always go through this. Why do you have to know?
I don't know. It's a sickness.
All right, Charlene. If you must know, they said, hey, sweet meat, what it is, strut it out, bring it on home to me now. My head never touches the pillow at night that I don't say, thank you, God, for giving me this most wonderful son.
Hey, I got an idea. Let's just stand here and kiss on the dance floor until they throw us out.
Georgia, play her Georgia name. Sweet Georgia, top of Georgia. Sweet, sweet Georgia
Brown. I saw her bra hanging on the towel rack in the bathroom.
So
you are not top dog anymore.
How do you know?
Because I could get my whole head in one side.
Mary Jo, you put her bra on your head.
I couldn't help it. You know how that fascinates me. Well, Suzanne's cup fits me like a beanie, but Ursula's covered my whole face.
These bra cups are huge.
It's kind of like this is the corral where Suzanne keeps her bosoms, and I'm the hired hand who guards them while she's taking them out on a midnight ride.
Can you believe it? I mean, who would have thought homemade food in a gas station? I mean, is that just in the South or what? I mean, you know, now you can go in, get your tires checked, buy some birth control in the bathroom, and have a little turkey and dressing on your way out.
See it.
Well, why don't you ask somebody?
Yeah, like I'm gonna go over to the clerk and yell, "Hey, I'm a desperate single woman looking for a copy of How to Trap Myself a Man."
Mary Jo, men do not come up and talk to a woman who's wheeling around 25 pounds like a dog food in a big box of Kotex.
I want a movie where some woman stands up and beats the tar out of Frankenstein, or Jason, or Freddy Krueger, or whatever, and does it before her friends get killed. I want a movie where a woman with a gun knows how to use it and doesn't let some man wrench it out of her wimpy little wrist. I want a movie where the hero is Charlene, not Charles Bronson.
Well, this is the skirt you gave me for Christmas.
Yes, I know. It's not to wear. It's a Christmas tree skirt. You're supposed to put it around the base of your Christmas tree.
Oh, well, no wonder. I like to never got this thing on.
Mary Jo, I'm telling you, you are talking too loud, and it is not funny. Now, no more beer for you.
You better watch your step, boy. Don't you be back-talking me in front of my friends. I hate it when my man says to me, don't you?
Picture you would eat your ex-husbands in bed.
Charlie!
I'm sorry, but I wonder about everything. You know, like what the words to Mac the Knife mean and how they make that cat dance on that commercial. But I've had a cat one,
Charlie.
Right, I'm sorry.
That's a coleslaw.
You ever wonder who Cole was?
Charlene. She's like those women you read about in the National Enquirer. You know, the ones who don't know they're pregnant? One day they're just sitting around sipping on a soda or something, and all of a sudden they look down and say, "My stars, would you look at that? I just had a baby."
Did you see this? Droves of vicious killer bees are heading towards the United States. They're from South America, expected to arrive in 3 or 4 years. That is terrible. Can you imagine? I bet our bees are scared to death.
Really, that's amazing. I didn't know that. Why do you know all the capitals?
Because I love knowledge. In fact, I yearn for it.
Charlene, sit down. We want to talk to you about Monette.
Oh, no. I don't like the sound of that. Every time you say, "Charlene, sit down," it's bad news. Now, just tell me standing up. What is it? What? Monette's a man.
No. But we have reason to believe she's practicing the world's oldest profession.
Monette's a carpenter?
I look at Thank you, Dolly, for being in my dream.
Oh, you're welcome. You just remember that tomorrow, when you meet your daughter, on the first day of the last decade of the entire 20th century, you'll be meeting the person that'll be holding your hand when it's your time to go.
Hi, Dolly. I'll be seeing you.
Oh, you can count on that. Because I'm your guardian movie star.
Boy, she looks even better in person. Oh, darn, I forgot to ask her for her autograph. Oh, gosh. Olivia's coming in a few hours. It's almost the first day of the last decade of the entire 20th century. And Olivia's coming.
Wonder why we got married?
No, I know why. I wanted to be a writer, and I felt that I hadn't suffered enough.
How do you feel now?
I feel that I have.
They just come right up to you and say, "Hey, Suzanne, how's that diet coming along, huh? You been laying out those cakes and pies?" What I want to know is, how would they like it if I did that to them? How about if I just yelled across a golf course to Ora Fern's husband, Frank, "Hey, Frank, how's that impotence problem? You still thinking about getting that implant, Suzanne?"
Don't worry about Mr. Flagbo. I'll take care of that. You're not leaving this room. Mr. Flagbo! This is Suzanne Sugarbaker. Reggie Mack's taking his break now. Thank you. Excuse me.
Julia, give me that phrase book. To tell you how to say you just get your little butt out of my window seat right this minute. Well, I don't know why Charlie insists on nursing this baby. It's like some kind of epidemic. Everywhere I go, any time of the day or night, I see these women whipping themselves out and acting like public filling stations. I mean, they act like just because there's a baby attached, it's not a breast anymore. Could you see me unleashing one of these outdoors? All hell would break loose.
Well, excuse me, what's the cat doing off my milk?
What do you mean, your milk?
Well, it's the milk I expressed for Olivia.
What do you mean, expressed?
Last night I got my feelings hurt because I came to this reunion thinking I was beautiful, and what I found out was that I'm fat. The old Suzanne wouldn't have forgiven you for the things that you said, but this one will, because when I look around this room tonight, I don't see receding hairlines and the beginnings of pot bellies and crow's feet. I just see all the beautiful faces of old girlfriends and sweet young boys who used to stand on my front porch and try and kiss me goodnight. And you can remember me any way you like, but that's how I'll always remember you. Thank you.
This is Anthony Bouvier. He's just one of Sugar Baker's many delivery men.
Right. Well, I guess I better be getting out to the truck and help the other guys load up.
Bouvier. Bouvier, you wouldn't be any relation to Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy, would you?
Oh, Billy, you're terrible.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I am. She's my sister. But we had this huge falling out over some land that Dad left us. Now, that was not long after Jack got into the White House and I was still in grade school. But then after she married Onassis, he and I became very close. Ari was such a great guy. We played a lot of golf together on Scorpios. Since he died, I haven't seen much of her, though, except for those odd social occasions like Caroline and Edwin Schlossberg's wedding. Oh, a wonderful fella. Very high intensity. And he has this fabulous barn in the Berkshires. Well, I'll tell Jackie that you asked about her. She will be so pleased to know that common people still care.
By the way, your hose are falling down.
Oh, gracias. My ankles are huge. Oh, I am sorry, my teeth are enormous. I'm telling you, Julia, I don't think I can make it 2 weeks. You got to get me out of here. Suzanne's got people fixing my hair, manicuring my nails. I heard her talking to her faceless on the phone. And tonight, if you don't do something, they're gonna exfoliate me.
What's this camper's name?
Cindy.
Cindy what?
Cindy Burrison.
Burrison? I don't remember that name. Check your list.
I was late. I got on the bus at the last minute.
Who let you on?
I don't know. Some white girl.
Where's your application?
I turned it in.
To who?
Some white girl.
You don't have any long underwear, do you?
No, just pantyhose.
Hey, I'll take them. I'm not proud. I got to have something on under these jeans.
All right, here. Not, not. Don't let the big bugs bite.
Excuse me, Suzanne, but I would just like to remind you that it is 3 degrees below 0 Fahrenheit outside. Therefore, I do not think it is appropriate for you to say, good night, Anthony, don't let the bed bugs bite. I think it might be more to the point if you said, good night, Anthony, may God have mercy on your soul.
Great sofa, you want to have sex on it?
Not right now, Vanessa, but thank you very much for asking. That's very thoughtful of you.
I love you, Anthony. And I just want you to know that you've been like an illegitimate son to me.
America, talking about America. God shed his grace on thee and crowned that good with brotherhood.
When an affair was over, she left a man dazed and wobbly and squinty-eyed like some wrung-out old gas station dog, all spindly legs and dry heaves, sometimes trying to stand in the shadow of his former self, but mostly just staring disinterested into the hot Delta sun. This is what is known in the South as being belled.
She was a woman who enjoyed littering. And for her, men were just as good as Kleenex.
That isn't Suzanne Sugarbaker. I'll eat my best.
You have always belonged to another time.
Oh, you think so? Where would you put me?
Oh, I don't know. Sometime before flirting became extinct. When letter writing was an art, stationery was engraved, and dinner was an event.
Well, what would you write about me? You know, if you were to write something.
Well, I would probably write something like Charlene. She was all cotton candy and pink champagne. Legs had stretched out for 5 or 6 miles. And one of those laughs that made you feel like riding around in a convertible.
Oh, boy, that's nice. You know what I'd write about you? I'd write, Dash Goth. Darn sweet.
Last time we talked about how our individual language banks are shrinking. Our adjectives are imprecise and ordinary. And we've developed a kind of counterfeit communication which diminishes us all with its banality.
Say what?
In other words, we don't talk good.
That's right. We don't talk good, and we don't write good. Tonight, I want to ask you all to test your creative powers by coming up with a descriptive sentence about someone in this class. A good way to begin your sentence would be, he was like, or she was the kind of woman who... Well, for example, if I were describing Julia, I might say she was the kind of woman who wore old money as casually as last year's clothes.
Well, I don't think that's a very good one.
All right, Suzanne, would you like to try one? And don't tell us who it is.
All right. He was like an ex-convict who cheated on his book report. Suzanne!
Now that's cold.
Anthony, would you like to try one?
Yes, I believe I would. How about, she was the kind of woman that treated men like old gas station dogs.
I think that you all may be missing the point here. You see, the idea is not just to state, but to illuminate. Mary Jo, do you have one?
Yeah, I think I have one. She was the kind of woman who would have dated Lee Harvey Oswald in high school.
Well, why are y'all looking at me? Mary Jo, I can't believe you said that.
Charlene, do you have one?
Yes, I do. This is a good one. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
If words could kill, this woman would be on death row. That's you, Julia.
Yes, I got that. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
Well, I hope you all will continue to work on this, and...
May I?
Be my guest.
Dash Goff, a lover of women, mostly Southern, and words, all kinds. And when he got them both together between two covers, it was a rip-roaring, fire-cracking roller coaster of a ride. And we are all the better for having bought a ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
No, too much. There, beautiful. One more like that. There we go. Yes, all right. That was beautiful. Now, let's take this chair, bring it over here, and why don't we just turn it around, and why don't you just sort of straddle it like this, okay?
You want me to straddle this chair? I usually wouldn't sit that way at work.
No, trust me. It's just a casual look I'm after, okay?
I don't usually dress like this at work either. I mean, this looks like something that Bo Derek washed up on the sand in. You know, my mother taught me never to sit like this. But then my mother never really cared about my sensuality. Mothers are like that. What is that?
Just a little moisture.
Are you kidding? I would never come to work wet.
Does this camera love you? Yes. Wonderful, huh? Okay, now, why don't you just lean forward a little, okay? There you go, that's it. Okay, good, beautiful. Now, lose the smile. Give me wistful, okay? Wistful. You're at work, but you're thinking about the nighttime.
Yes.
What I want to know is, what does being a decorator have to do with riding a hobby horse with your cleavage cinched up to your chin?
I don't get Suzanne's outfit.
Well, as long as we're on the subject, I don't get this outfit.
Sammy Davis Jr.?
Okay, now let's take these pearls, and we're going to take them across your mouth. Uh-huh, that's it. Okay, now, you're looking out, you're lost in thought, and you're just ever so slightly sucking them.
That's it! Out!
What? What's the matter?
I'm saying I want you and your equipment out of here now. If you are looking for somebody to suck pearls, then I suggest you try finding yourself an oyster, because I am not a woman who does that. As a matter of fact, I don't know any woman who does that, because it's stupid, and it doesn't have any more to do with decorating than having cleavage, and looking sexy has to do with working in a bank. These These are not pictures about the women of Atlanta. These are about just the same thing they're always about. And it doesn't matter whether clothes are on or off. It's just the same old message. And I don't care how many pictures you've taken of movie stars. When you start snapping photos of serious, successful businessmen like Donald Trump and Lee Iacocca in unzipped jumpsuits with wet lips straddling chairs, then we'll talk.
What do you think, Julie? You like them?
Oh, Mary Jo, they're different. It takes getting used to.
Go ahead. Feel them.
That's all right.
No, no, come on. This is almost the consistency of what I'll be getting. I mean, go ahead.
Mary Jo, I'll feel them some other time, okay? But thank you for asking.
Well, Charlene, you feel them.
Now?
Well, yeah, go ahead. I want to know what you think.
Well, okay.
Excuse me, I'll just be taking these in the back.
There are all kinds of bosoms floating around out there, Mary Jo, and I don't think it's going to matter one way or the other when you walk into Gallagher's.
You are so wrong. People treat you completely differently, even women. Like this morning at the bank, there's this woman teller in there who's usually very rude. Well, I just walked right in there and plopped them right up there on the counter. And it intimidated the heck out of her. She had a whole new look of respect on her face.
Mary Jo, you are like a kid with a new toy.
I know I am. You know, I think these things are supposed to make you feel more feminine, but they make me feel aggressive. You know, kind of macho-like. I tell you, if I go up to a D cup, I think I could get into a fist fight.
It's just the spin of the old genetic wheel. I think I have been amply compensated.
What does that mean?
It means Suzanne got the boobs and she got the brains.
I don't think I like the turn this conversation has taken.
Oh, come on. Big boobs, tiny brain. It's a story as old as the hills. I didn't write it.
Mary Jo, I cannot believe you would even repeat that.
Oh, come on. I was just kidding. It's just the littlest angel's way of kind of evening the score.
What's this littlest angel stuff anyway?
It's the name of a training bra, Suzanne. I'm sure you wouldn't know anything about that.
A training bra. You little people have to train yours, and you call us dumb.
Gee, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have gone up another cup size. Brace yourself.
For what?
Two guys coming across the room. Can you believe it? We've been here all of 90 seconds. These things are like magnets.
Hello. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Can we buy you all a drink?
Fine with me. Tell me, what first attracted you to us?
We want to pursue this, do you?
Excuse us one second. Listen here, if I'm going to spend $3,000, I'm going to need some honest answers here. I'm so sorry. I'd like to be candid, if I may. We both see someone, so we're not available. But if you could just be honest and tell me, when you saw us across the room, would you have made such a beeline over here if my breasts were not as big as they are?
Mary Jo, I cannot believe that conversation. Have you just completely lost your mind?
Oh, it doesn't make any difference.
You insulted them.
We'll never see them again. Besides, I wanted to know. That just proves the point. This would not have happened a week ago.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't like to brag, but I've turned a few heads in my time.
Well, you didn't do it with those. No offense.
Check, please.
No problem. He took care of it.
He who?
See what I'm talking about? It is a whole new world. I'll tell you, Julia, we have been big fools. These things are power.
I've been up all night.
And I just can't figure out how I can belong to a church that doesn't think I am fit to preach God's word. I just resigned from my church.
Oh, Charlene, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Was there anything I can do?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there is. My minister, Reverend Nunn, is going to be at the closing ceremony. Now, for some reason, I need to be proud of women tonight. I want to hear you hit that high note.
No, Charlene, no, I can't.
Yes, you can. Julia, I know you can. Now, what I just did took more courage than I ever thought I had, and it would be impossible for me to have more courage than you.
What makes you so sure?
Well, because you're my hero.
Heroine.
Even better. Oh, please, Julia, do it for me. Do it for all of us girls.
You mean you and Mary Jo and Suzanne?
No. I mean all us girls everywhere.
How I got myself into this.
Oh, Mary Jo, you'll be fine. You've checked out every book on sex education in the entire public library.
I know, and I still don't even know where to begin.
Well, I can probably help you, dear. I've had sex. What would you like to know?
The worst part of this whole mess is that horrible name. I mean, I don't know how they could call me that. I hadn't even had the debate yet.
Mary Jo, that's just kids for you.
But to call me Mary Jo Shively? The condom queen? Yeah, that's one even I wouldn't try out for.
I remember my daddy used to keep a whole bunch of them in his top dresser drawer. I got in so much trouble once because I blew them all up on my birthday. I mean, I was real confused about the facts of life. You know, one time my parents were out of town, and I crashed my bicycle into this wall, and I couldn't find a Band-Aid. I showed up at school the next day with a Kotex taped to my forehead.
Julia, if I could just be more like you. I mean, you can always think of just a million things right off the top of your head, and it's always articulate and wonderful. I need you to show me how to do what you do.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what that is.
Oh, get serious, Julia. They don't call you the Terminator for nothing.
I just always thought that if you feel passionately about what you're saying, it's like having an angel on your shoulder.
I need to learn how to do that. Could you get fired up and let me watch?
Mary Jo, I don't feel fired up right now.
Well, all right, we'll get you fired up. Let's all think of something that really makes us mad.
Oh, I've got one. This just makes me furious. You know, when men use women's liberation as an excuse not to kill bugs for you. Oh, I just hate that. I don't care what anybody says. I think the man should have to kill the bug.
I don't think I can add anything to that.
It just stands to reason that if AIDS was airborne, that somebody would have gotten it that way by now.
As far as I'm concerned, this disease has one thing going for it. It's killing all the right people.
Imogene, I'm terribly sorry. I'm going to have to ask you to move your car.
Why?
Because you're leaving.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the only thing worse than all these people who've never had any morals before AIDS are all you holier-than-thou types who think you're exempt from getting it.
Well, for your information, I am exempt. I haven't lived like these people, and I don't care what you say, Julia Sugarbaker. I believe this is God's punishment for what they've done.
Imogene, get serious. Who do you think you're talking to? I've known you for 27 years, and all I can say is, if God was giving out sexually transmitted diseases to people as a punishment for sinning, then you would be at the free clinic all the time. And so would the rest of us.
I have a dear
sweet, funny friend, 24 years old, not very much older than the kids that we are talking about here. And he came to me this week and asked me to help plan his funeral because he's dying from AIDS. I've been thinking a lot about his mother this week and what she might give for the opportunity that I have tonight, that we all still have here tonight. Because now we know how to help prevent AIDS. And I think that it really shouldn't matter what your personal views are about birth controls, because you see, we're not just talking about preventing births anymore. We're talking about preventing deaths. 25,000 Americans have died, and we're still debating. For me, this debate is over. More important than what any civic leader or PTA or Board of Education thinks about teenagers having sex or any immoral act that my daughter or your son might engage in is the bottom line that I don't think that they should have to die for it. Thank you.
Talk a good line about wanting a guy to be, sweet and sensitive, but those are the guys you drive your cars over.
You know, what I don't understand is why they don't understand that we are talking about a matter of degrees here. Yes, we want a man to be sensitive and vulnerable, and we also want him to be strong and masculine. Women have integrated these qualities quite nicely. Why can't men do the same?
Oh, boy, I hate that, you know, but that pose that women assume, like they're these superior human beings, much more tuned in to emotion, language, culture, children, and we are just these big, untrainable Neanderthals stumbling through life who occasionally fall on top of them.
Right. And apparently even that we don't do long enough to satisfy them.
Well, I just wanted to say that I think this thing about being sexually satisfied is way overrated. I mean, men and women both act like that is just the be-all, end-all thrill of all time. Books are written about it. Marriages break up over it. Well, I just don't get it. I mean, we're talking about what? 6 or 7 seconds here? I mean, it's okay, but it's not as good as, say, having somebody put a crown on your head or shopping.
Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you for sharing that with everyone.
That's okay, Dash. You paid your dues, buddy. We know where that's coming from.
Well, I'll tell you what really kills me is that stuff that Freud said about us wanting what men have. Now, I mean, is that the most absurd thing you ever heard of? I mean, like, we're going to walk up to some guy and go, yeah, boy, I sure would like to have me one of those. Yes, sir. If I just had me one of those, I would be in business.
Mary Jo! I do not believe you. You are completely out of control.
That's right, and you are not the boss of me. I tell you what, I don't get this bond that y'all have formed since you came. I mean, you weren't even close friends, and now it's like the guys against the girls. I mean, it's just so immature.
Oh, you guys, it's time to go to dinner.
Hey, don't try to shame us, okay? We need all the reinforcements we can get here. In case you haven't noticed it, there is a war going on out there, and you women started.
Oh, no, we did not. But that is a typical male attitude. Now, the truth is that we women haven't had enough power or money or confidence to start much of anything, but we sure as heck get the blame for everything, and I'll tell you something else. I love men in particular. I love this one. But you cannot ignore history. And history has shown that in general, it has been the men who have done the raping and the robbing and the killing and the warmongering for the last 2,000 years. It has been the men who have done the pillaging and the beheading and the subjugating of whole races into slavery. It has been the men who have done the lawmaking and the moneymaking and most of the mischief-making. So if the world isn't quite what you had in mind, you have only yourselves to thank.
Oh, yeah? That's what you think about men? Well, let me tell you something about women.
Yeah? What?
They're always late.
I could say that you're the perfect woman. If you're not, it's just because of me. 'Cause I'm hung up on the perfect woman, and I don't know how I deserve to be. I see other pretty women, Lord, they still look good to me. And there's some ladies that can drive some men mad. But when an angel lets her hair down, Lord, that's something else to see. And you're so good when you're bad. And I say, you're so good when you're bad.
What hurts the most is last night, you know, he wasn't just hitting her, he was humiliating her.
What is it? Something like every 15 seconds a woman gets beaten up in her own home? I mean, think about it. That's like four women every minute. I mean, you know, just since we started having this conversation a few minutes ago, like a dozen women have been beaten up and or sexually abused by, quote, a loved one.
Now, Mavis, I have to go. Now, if you won't come with me right now, I will be at the Arts Center until 11 o'clock. Just get your girls and come. Just take this first step. I will be by your side the whole way.
I'm so ashamed. I don't know how I ever let it get to this point.
It's okay. It's okay. Just remember, we don't have to take this. Because we're the rowdy girls. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain.
Suzanne, I cannot believe that you were actually in that getup. I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
I think I look perfect. You're the one who looks silly.
You get out there. You're supposed to be on. Just a minute. Our number is next. And don't you dare come near us.
Do you, what are you talking about? I have to be with you. I'm a Supreme.
Listen, I don't give a damn if you're a California raisin. You stay away from us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Diana Ross and the Supreme.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
Ah!
Yesterday, in my mind's eye, I saw four women standing on a veranda in white gauzy dresses and straw-colored hats. They were having a conversation, and it was hot. Their hankies tucked in cleavages where eternal trickles of perspiration run from the female breastbone to exotic vacation spots that southern men often dream about. They were sweet-smelling, coy, cunning, voluptuous, voracious, delicious, pernicious, vexing and sexing. These Earth Sister rebel mothers, these arousers and carousers, and I was filled with a longing to join them. But like a whim of scarlets, they turned suddenly and went inside, shutting me out with a bolt of a latch, and I was left only to pick up an abandoned handkerchief and savor the perfumed shadows of these women, these southern women. This Suzanne, this Julia, this Mary Jo and Charlene. Thanks for the comfort. Dash Goff, the writer.